Are you looking at me? You want to know more about me? Well, my name is Karabo, which means answer in the local Setswana language. That's pretty funny because researchers have more questions than answers about me. But let me start from the beginning. In 2008, I was discovered by Matthew, the then 9-year-old son of the well-known paleoanthropologist Lee Berger, in Malapa Cave in South Africa. When he found me, Matthew was only a little younger than I was when I had my accident. I was almost 13 and was walking with one of the women from our group when we fell into the cave. An embarrassing story. I don't want to talk about it. After Matthew found us, his father and some of his research colleagues turned us inside out. I was given the totally uncool scientific name Australopithecus sediba. The researchers examined me very closely and asked themselves what I like to eat. The answer, of course, is whatever I can find in the forest and on the savannah. Like roots and wild plants and sometimes nuts too, although they are very hard. The researchers also gave a lot of thought to my physique. Well, as a teenager, what can I say about the fact that they found my proportions and how I walk very strange? My upper body is slender, my arms are long and lanky, and I walk with bowed legs because I walk on the outer sides of my feet. Walking upright on two legs is a skill that needs to be learned when you spend most of your time hanging around in the trees. In any case, researchers believe that upright walking could have developed in many ways. Everyone's different. Meanwhile, researchers now doubt that the cradle of humanity is only located in Eastern Africa. In Southern Africa, in my hood, more finds of early hominins are being made all the time. As for me, researchers still can't decide if I have more features like Australopithecus or like Homo, or if I could even be an intermediate form between Australopithecus africanus and an early form of Homo erectus. Whatever, I am who I am. For a different perspective, take a look at how many hominin species lived in Africa at the same time as me, and at how different they all look.